The men of Dartmouth were treated to a hero's welcome each fall, according to this old film reel.
October 1947, and the campus is rejuvenated after the slow, sleepy quiescence of the summer week. The college town of Hanover throbs excitedly with new life.
But since the early 1970s, Hanover has been throbbing year-round. That's when Dartmouth became the last Ivy League to accept women. The move put a crunch on space. The solution was dubbed the D-Plan. Sophomores would be required to take classes during the summer and then take a session off junior year, helping to smooth out demands on dorms and classrooms. The schedule, four decades later, remains popular.
I'd say for the most part, everybody is just extremely excited.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited. It's like
all of my fraternity brothers are really excited to be on campus, that we can spend time with one another.
A good time to, like, spend, you know, basically spend a summer with all your friends. And
It's just supposed to be, like, a great different, like, academic experience.
That's Sean Howe, Matt McFarland, and Nico Mamula, all class of 16. Reagan Roberts took more convincing.
When I first got to Dartmouth, I was joking with my roommate, like, the very first term here, about, okay, how can we get out of this sophomore summer thing? Like, we do not want to miss one of our last summers at home before we, like, have to go into real life. And then as you spend more time here, it's, everyone talks about how it's, like, the height of your time here. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
That is quite a thing, to get 20-year-olds looking forward to calculus in July. Plenty of schools are taking note of Dartmouth's success, and not just for space reasons.
I absolutely think colleges are thinking more about summer revenue. And they need to be doing so because of the changing nature of higher education.
Karen Gross serves on the New England Board of Higher Education and is president of Southern Vermont College. She says with enrollment and tuition figures becoming harder to predict and public support drying up, schools are looking to develop what she calls auxiliary revenue streams. New England College in Henniker is on board, hoping to attract more students with its flexibility.
We're not trying to make a ton of money. What we're really trying to do is serve our mission, which is to educate students.
John O'Connor is Associate Dean of Academic Services. New England College encourages students to work full-time on a three-year undergraduate degree. Summer courses are cheaper and housing is free. The program is off to a slow start, though. Only about 15% of the student body is participating. O'Connor asks, why not take advantage of the few months each year when people actually smile outdoors?
Look, if you love to ski, life in the winter is great. But this winter especially, you know, you're getting up, it's 20 below, it's 15 below, you're trudging through the snow to class, you're thinking to myself, man, you know, summer might not be so bad.
But it isn't all that easy to suddenly run a 12-month school. You need willing teachers, full-time food service, and a new course catalog. To avoid that heavy lifting, many universities utilize their campuses in more traditional ways.
Okay, so the programs that we offer, we do have athletic and recreational programs in 14 different sports.
Kathy Leach directs summer youth programs at UNH Durham.
Theater and dance, art, music.
There's a youth opera workshop and culinary classes.
Chinese language and culture.
In total, around 6,000 kids will take part in events at UNH, with camps charging up to a couple $100 per head. There are also programs aimed at adults. For the past 41 years, UNH has hosted the Violin Craftsmanship Institute, where participants learn instrument repair and restoration. Master violin maker Horst Klaus says the workshops are held inside the building used by forestry students.
And of course, the surrounding is very natural and relaxing. And so the environment is just perfect.
The math is good, too. Students can get world-class experience for under $1,000. The Institute generates $100,000 for the campus.
Money is always involved. There is no free ride. There is nothing for free in this world.
UNH wasn't able to provide the total balance sheet for its summer. Keene State says its smaller campus brings in $1.7 million hosting camps and conferences. Franklin Pierce earns money through weddings and renting out its senior dorms. St. Anselm's summer calendar contains a Catholic youth fest and an annual arson conference. Even with these efforts, Karen Gross from Southern Vermont College says schools could do more.
There is, I think, significant money left on the table by all campuses.
Money that, in an era of decreasing student enrollments and tight state aid, could prove even more appealing for colleges. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.